Chapter 3, Praying to the God Who Hears. You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry. Psalm 10:17.
One of the most difficult activities for suffering men and women to engage in is prayer. When you are in pain, it often seems that all your prayers just bounce off the ceiling. You cry out, but there seems to be no answer. And after you have lived with the silence for a while, your own voice often grows quiet. Dave and I both struggled with this during our hard times. Being the analytical person that I am, I found it difficult to pray when I understood that God knew everything already. What could I tell him that he didn't already know? And besides, when I did pray, I could seldom detect an answer or even sense that God was listening. In our work at the Outreach of Hope, we deal with a lot of hurting people who feel the same way. Why pray when God doesn't answer? Why pray when apparently he doesn't hear? Why pray when our prayers seem to rise no higher than a couple of feet above our heads? The answer Dave and I now give can be boiled down to one thing. We pray because God tells us to pray, and he promises that he both hears and answers our prayers. It comes down to choosing to believe what God tells us in his word, and he tells us a lot about praying. He says things like, O people of Zion who live in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious he will be when you cry for help. As soon as he hears, he will answer you. Isaiah 30:19. He tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7. And he takes special delight to assure us. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one, Jesus, who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 4:15-16. All of these passages, and hundreds more like them, encourage and urge and command us to take our deepest concerns to God, who promises to hear our prayers and come to our aid. God knows that when we are in greatest distress, we are in greatest danger of doubting his goodness. Jesus understood this completely. You can almost hear the pleading tone of his voice when he asked, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? Matthew 7:9-11. A great preacher from a bygone era once asked his audience, did any of you parents ever hear your child wake from sleep with some panic fear and shriek the mother's name through the darkness? Was that not a more powerful appeal than all words? And depend upon it with the soul which cries aloud on God, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, though it have no language but a cry, will never call in vain. When his children pray to him, God does hear, and he does answer. Simply because God does not answer all of our prayers in the way we would like them to be answered does not mean that there has been no answer. We must remember that, just as a parent must sometimes say no to a child, so must God sometimes say no to us. While this may cause grief, as our own no does to our children, yet this negative answer is for our good, whether we understand it or not. As C.S. Lewis has said, I must often be glad that certain past prayers of my own were not granted. Who, if they are honest, cannot say amen to that? I recall how Ruth Bell Graham, the wife of world-famous evangelist Billy Graham, once said, if God had answered every prayer of mine, I would have married the wrong man 7 times. Author and pastor Don Baker has suggested there may be at least 6 reasons why our prayers seem to go unanswered. First, we don't deserve the answer yet. Second, we need to learn something first. Third, it isn't the right time yet. Fourth, it's not what we really want. Fifth, it's not what we really need. Sixth, God wants to give us something better. I have learned through my struggles that after I have brought a matter to God in prayer, I can release it and know that He is in charge of it. I do not have to worry about it anymore. Oh, I will continue to pray for that concern. Jesus also taught us that we should always pray and not give up, Luke 18:1. But the answer, whatever it may be, is in His hands. I am confident that the psalmist was right when he wrote, "You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry," Psalm 10:17. Yet I also realize that this same writer began his psalm with the question, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Psalm 10:1. The same man who had such great confidence that God would hear his prayer also struggled to understand why his prayers weren't answered sooner and in the way he desired. That's the way life is on this side of heaven. We are like the man in Mark 9 who asked Jesus if he could do anything to help his demon-possessed son. Jesus replied, "If you can, everything is possible for him who believes." To which the man wisely and immediately exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Mark 9:22-24. Even though it is often difficult for us to pray when we find ourselves in the middle of great trials, that is exactly the time when we most need to pray. Every time we pray, whether it feels like it or not, we are brought into the very throne room of heaven. Jesus Himself ushers our prayers into the presence of the Father, and that alone assures us that they will be heard and answered. Prayer is a matter of obedience, but it is also a matter of survival. Prayer is the lifeline of the soul, and we cannot afford to do without it. So let us pray to the God who hears and answers. Jesus has promised He will see to it that our requests get God's personal attention. But first, we must pray. It starts there and nowhere else.